Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. Well, there are so many wonderful Azalea Festival events coming up this week, but there's one I want you to really hear about today. It is Wilmington Art Association's 32nd annual Juried Spring Art Show and Sale. It's always a magnificent show, and it will be this year in the Hannah Block Historic USO, Friday and Saturday from 10 to 5:30, and then Sunday from 10 to 4. And my guest today is Bob Rankin, who has his home and studio in the Raleigh area, and he has other studios elsewhere and many places he travels to, but he has been asked to be the show judge, and he's going to talk with us about the show and about his process. So, Bob, thank you for coming today. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Jamila. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Now, there was a wonderful supplement to the Wilmington Star News. I think it was on Sunday. I hope you all saw it. There was a great article in there with Bob, and I recommend you find that and read it because it was great fun. I want you to just tell our listeners a little bit about your own connections to Wilmington first and your connections to the Azalea Festival.
Wonderful. Well, I actually grew up in Wilmington during the summers and almost all vacations. My family goes back 8 generations here in Wilmington.
Wow.
So I've been coming since I was a baby. But one of my most memorable experiences was actually getting to meet the Azalea Queen. And my grandmother's house was on Dock Street. So when they were arranging for all the floats and parade vehicles to park and for the VIPs, they would gather between my grandmother's house and St. James. And I remember I was about 4 or 5, and I came down the stairs, and there was this most beautiful woman. And I just said, "You're the most beautiful lady I've ever seen." And she leaned down and kissed me on the cheek.
Oh, boy.
And I was just exhilarated. It was so great. And it turned out to be the Azalea Queen.
Have you been pursuing beauty pageant queens ever since?
Never.
Okay, good.
No.
That was your moment of glory
it
there.
It was. And part of that experience, the alley was right behind my grandmother's backyard. And so there was actually a gate that led into the alley where the first art shows that then led into this great show started. And so the entire alleyway was lined with fencing, beautiful flowers and azaleas, and with art on all the fences. So that was really my first experience in enjoying original artwork.
And your grandmother also had a bit of a connection with Claude Howell?
Well, my grandmother, actually, my family, again, coming from Wilmington, I had 3 aunts that lived here. And one, my great aunt, lived in the Carolina Apartments, and she lived directly beneath the Howells. And so we would go over there quite frequently. I'd just walk over there.
Wow.
And that's when I had a chance to meet Claude Howell.
And you met his mother as well.
I did.
A mother.
Mother
and I.
And he was such a great character.
Wasn't he?
And he actually took a look at some of my work when I was scribbling at my grandmother's house when I was maybe 5 or 6. And he was very complimentary.
Oh.
And that meant so much coming from him.
I bet it did. Well, let's talk about a little bit about your own career, just a tiny bit about where you studied and what kind of work you do.
Well, I'm a painter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also an art educator. I was fortunate enough to be the North Carolina Art Educator of the Year. My undergraduate training is at what I consider to be the finest school in North Carolina, East Carolina.
There you go.
And I had a chance to look at all the different schools. I'd gotten into Carolina. My father played ball at Carolina, but didn't have that Carolina illness. He wanted us to go where we thought we could do our best work.
Mm.
And after visiting ECU, it was a no-brainer for me. So, and I taught for 30 years in the Wake County Public Schools, which I absolutely loved. And during that time, I always produced a lot of artwork as well.
How fortunate that you could teach and paint also, because not everybody can do both those things and enjoy them both.
Love both of them and very passionate about both. And I still do both. I'm very active producing a lot of work, and I still do workshops all around the world.
Wonderful. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Bob Rankin. He is the show judge for the Wilmington Art Association's 32nd Annual Juried Spring Art Show and Sale. It's at the Hannah Block Historic USO this Friday and Saturday from 10 to 5:30 and Sunday from 10 to 4. Let me give you a website you can go to find out more about this, wilmingtonart.org. Now, let's talk about the number of submittals that came in and what your judging process was like.
Well, it was wonderful. We had over, I believe, 303 pieces that were submitted, and those were submitted to me online. And then I spent almost 8 hours during that process down to 202. Mm. And then those artists were given the opportunity to bring their work into the gallery space. And so today I arrived around 9 a.m. and just finished judging 11:30.
Oh, I wondered if you had a chance to do your final judging actually up close and personal with the works.
Up close and personal.
Good, because I imagine that seeing them digitally is quite a different experience from being able to see them as you did today.
Absolutely. There are several things. For one, you don't see the presentation. How do they frame the work? That enters into the actual judging. You don't see the texture for the most part. And I'm a very tactile person. I want to see the brushstrokes. I want to see how they executed the work. But this year, there's such a wide variety. We have some great sculpture, great three-dimensional work, some wonderful photography, and some exceptional painting.
Mm-hmm. So you've got oils, acrylics, watercolors all represented?
It's all across the board.
Wow. Any textiles? Any ceramics?
There are a couple fiber pieces in mm-hmm. the show that are really interesting. I believe one won a merit award.
All right. And any pottery?
Some great pottery. Primarily some really strong woodwork as well.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah, so you need to check that out at the show.
Okay.
And there's some sculptural pieces that are made out of clay that are really exceptional.
How difficult is it to judge for a show? And is it something that you enjoy doing as well as your painting and your teaching?
Well, I love doing that. And I'm a quick observer. Mm. I think part of that goes back to when I was teaching full time. And I would have classes up to 30 at Sanderson High School. So I made a point of getting around and saying something positive and constructive about every student's work every day. Mm. So you have to be a quick observer. And so the really strong work rises to the top, and then it's the hard part is once you've gotten, say, the top 30 pieces, how to whittle those down to the top 10.
So you're not only taking all the submittals and picking which ones will actually be in the show, but then judging them further with what, first, second, third place? What
exactly.
are the awards?
Exactly, and there are a lot of memorial awards. There are honorable mentions. There are merit awards. Several companies have chipped in, and so they have their names on the awards. But there's a lot of money given out at the show as well. The first place is around $1,000.
Really?
Yeah, so it's a substantial amount.
Now, is your judging done and you're ready
completed.
For the show?
It is. Had a great committee to work with, and it was exceptionally well organized, so I just had to come up with a final critique.
And now you can just sit back and enjoy the show?
I can, and I get to. One thing I'm really looking forward to, on Friday from 10 until noon, I do a walk around with the artist. And so I will talk about why I chose what I chose and to help them as much as I possibly can.
Oh, that's lovely. So they get some feedback
from that
professional perspective.
And I'm sure I'll get feedback from them.
Well, that's good. It's all communication.
And it's all part of the learning process.
All right. So let's see. What else can we say? Again, the show is coming up Friday and Saturday from 10 to 5:30 and Sunday from 10 to 4 at the Hanna Block Historic USO. That walkthrough on Friday, is the public invited to that as well, or is that just you and the artists?
I think everyone's invited.
Well, it sounds like if you're giving positive feedback, then there's no reason for everybody not to be there, you know, instead of you going, wow, that stinks. So what were you thinking of when you painted that?
No, I'm very specific. I don't have generic terms like that.
That's good. Now, when you leave here, Bob, where do you go back to and what do you do next? What's your next project coming up?
My next project, I'm actually going to have a show at New Elements Gallery here in Wilmington in late June, which I'm looking forward to. Before that, I have Artsplosure, that I'm their premier artist this year, which I'm really excited about. That's Raleigh's largest art festival, and it attracts over 100,000 people. So I'm really excited about that. Mm. And then I made a commitment that every year I try to take at least one international trip. And so this year it'll probably be Australia.
Ooh, my, that's a long flight, but it's a great place to be
I've been
there.
Once before, and I only explored a very small part of it, so I can't wait to get back.
It's a big country.
It is.
Absolutely. Bob Rankin, the show judge for the Wilmington Art Association 32nd Annual Juried Spring Art Show and Sale as part of the North Carolina Azalea Festival. This is always a spectacular event. This year it's at the Hanna Block Historic USO at 2nd and Orange. The show is Friday and Saturday from 10 to 5:30 and Sunday from 10 to 4. Remember, it is not only an art show but also a sale. So if you see something there that you just feel like you have to take it home with you, you'll have the opportunity to do that. If you'd like more information about the show or about the Wilmington Art Association, just go to wilmingtonart.org. Any other last thoughts, feelings, hopes, dreams?
It'll be well worth your attending. Please come to the show. It's a great show. Wonderful quality work, really original.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Bob.
My pleasure.
This is WHQR.